before the game, I saw that Mr. Brett Leshen over here with a hat on and a coach's shirt. You know, so I know he's been working with Blake a little bit, and it's just amazing these guys that play quarterback how they do that fake. And I tell you what, Blake is so quick to that corner, it's just hard to catch him.
Well, you know, Brett Leshen is coaching my eighth grade. He's one of my offensive coordinators and the eighth grade quarterback coach.
And those kids,
they love him.
Well, and those kids know who he is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's easy to coach him.
He doesn't have to worry about getting attention.
No. He gets our attention. And the detail in which he gives his instruction, that tells you how, you know, you saw it on Friday nights when he played.
But you can appreciate how he had to work that
crowd. Now you see how he, boy, it's impressive. Here's a quick pitch. Isley gets to the corner, has a lead block. Yarkoski out there, the plow, and he runs. Isley with the grader that is Yarkoski going down the field, comes behind him, and how about that?
I was going to say, your tackle. Tackles aren't, I was a tackle, so I'm not making fun of Yark. Tackles aren't necessarily the guys that you have pulling. And Nick Yarkoski's out there lead blocking, lays down a great block, and gets Carter another 4 to 5 yards on that play. I mean, that's very good athleticism. That's a 290-pound man out there running ahead of the 250-pound tailback.
Yeah, that is definitely a man.
Yeah.
Third down and five. Albie gets back 10 of those lost 15 yards. Ball right at the 40-yard line. A third down and five scenario here for the Blue Demons. 1:40 to go, first half. Bear rolls back, has time, plants. Going to step up, and the ball is tipped and intercepted. The ball got slipped out of his hand. I don't know if it was tipped or slipped, but in either direction, it's an INT for Fairfield. But look at the time he had, Jimmy. Yeah. He had all kinds of time, Bear did back there. Kudos to that offensive line.
Oh, that's just crazy. I mean, you know, 5 seconds. I mean, let's face it, if you can get 2 or 3 seconds, you're doing great, and I just all day, every day.
Yeah, maybe it got tipped, but it looked like it just slipped out of his hand. He squeezed it. He saw an open receiver in the near flat and just couldn't get it there. And I think it was Fajon Red, the talented tailback for Fairfield, just dove right underneath it and scooped that ball.
Go Big Blue. Sounds like the wrestlers are tearing it up on the field tonight. Slater Poe and Liz Gardner checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Want to wish Cecil Carney happy 80th birthday from Cat. Go Big Blue. Happy birthday, Cecil. Here's a FA pattern, and right there again, Tony Leshen. Christian, you gotta have fast eyes if you want to watch Tony Leshen.
Oh, my goodness. My eyes can't keep up with the speed that he has, let alone my words,
let alone your lips. But that's incredible. You know, the receiver has that advantage on that. He knows the route he's running, where he's going, and Tony's able to stay stride for stride, picks up the ball out of the quarterback's hand, and then is just jumping the route and going to it.
How about this text here as 1:28 to go, 35-0, second down and 10 here. Jeff and Steph Bettis listening to Big Blue while sitting under a neon palm tree in the Caribbean. Go Big Blue. What? Maui, what? The Caribbean, we got all the beautiful clicks. Oh, there's a pass to the flat, and nobody's there.
I think the receiver intended it out there looked like Jordan Reed and just didn't break out in the out pattern. He kind of stayed still and motionless there. Well, Bryce Leshen had him, but it still didn't run the route right.
T, if you're the quarterback, you want to get rid of that thing really quick. Or your mic.
You do. Yeah. What's up, T?
Did you guys take his batteries again?
Yep.
Third down, 10 here for the Trojans. Ball at the 43-yard line up Fairfield. Albia with a 35-0 lead. If you're just joining us, it has been all Albia. Special teams, defense, and this offense have all scored. Quarterback rolling back, throws it to the flat. Underneath, the ball caught at the 47-yard line right there. Tony Leshen. Tony Leshen. Man, oh, man, he already came into tonight, Dan, with a great reputation. But, man, he is building upon that one.
You know, again, Tristan Ledger is a receiver, another 6'2 receiver for this Fairfield squad. You know, so there's two receivers that Tony's covering. Both are 6'2". Tony checks in at 5'9". So he's giving up all the height, and in theory you'd say, oh, he just doesn't have a chance. But he's got the advantage every time.
53 seconds to go. Isley comes off the field. He's going to get a breather. It's hot out here, and I'm kind of thirsty. Huh? You know what I'm craving? I'm craving some of that root beer from my friends at the Eagles Club. We're going to get to your Eagles impact player of this first half. Quarterback being pursued. Has some time. The lefty throws it to the flat, and underthrown tip. Oh, nearly intercepted. The tip drill was on down the sidelines, and right there to greet him is Coach Hill.
Bryce Leshen tipped the ball initially, and it was almost caught by Blake Bear, who was trailing behind the play. And a third guy out there, Kate Kroll, right there with him as well. Just great job out of the Blue Demons being in the right spot as Bauman was trying to find the deep ball. Bryce tipped it, and like I say, Blake Bear bot had that.
And now we'll give the Blue Demons the ball back with 33 seconds to go, three timeouts, a 35-0 lead. I don't think Albia needs it here. I think you run some offense.
You know, I run a couple. See if you can get two plays in if you can. Absolutely.
You know what's going to happen in the second half. You get that running clock, and, you know, nobody's trying to show up the other team. That's not it. But you have to continue to improve your team. And rarely do you get these opportunities early in the season to work on your two-minute offense or 30-second offense. Right. We'll see here. Bear. Here's a handoff running with it. Freshwater on his way inside the 45-yard line. Has a pickup of 3 or 4 yards, but Coach may be very content. He is the head coach, and I am this lonely old broadcaster. Attaway Big Blue keep up the undefeated season. Ninth grade and JV and varsity. The Crawls checking in, and congratulations to that freshman team.
Yep, very good win out of them. Tough win, well-fought game against a good freshman team from Fairfield.
Josie and Betsy Judge listening and liking what we hear. Go Big Blue, final play of this half. Here's the counter, running with the football. Has some running room, running with the Senate. Inside the 15, the 10,
oh,
get the block, five. Touchdown, Albion. Senate with the touchdown. And the flag comes in late, and that's going to be a block in the back.
And it was the Blue Demons were trying to lay off that. They were trying to lay off those blocks. Hands were going up in the air. They were laying up. Nice job of running a Kyle Sennett trying
to
read those blocks.
Maybe they'll pick this one up. I don't know.
They look pretty intent here.
They're going to walk over. I don't know.
They're going to see whether they'll give us another untimed down. Or
it is going to be a block in the back. Doggone it. Kyle Sennett showed off his speed and athleticism, Jimmy. But I'll tell you what, everywhere you look, you've got somebody who can do something special.
Jason, it's just amazing. No matter who comes in the game, I'm telling you, these kids are just very, 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 very talented, man. I'm telling you, I'm very impressed.
And look at the formation we're bringing.
Yep, we're going to bring an eagle formation. That, for those who may not know what that is, that's going to look like an empty backfield. And an empty backfield means that there's nobody back there.
I think Carter might stay to block.
Yep.
But you got Landon Hermson coming in as a slot back. Henner Weldon on the near side receiver. Tony Lesh on the far side. Gannon Osen goes to wide receiver. So really going to empty out and try to test the passing play here.
Bear rolling back, has plenty of time. Plants throws it down the sidelines. Oh! Nearly knocked down, and Weldon nearly got a hold of that at the 5-yard line. But that will be your final play of this very exciting first half of football. Albie's going to take a 35-0 lead into our halftime break. Now, when we come back after a break, we are getting some scores from the Friday Night Light studio. We're going to have your impact player, courtesy of the Eagles Club, and your Cindy's beautiful beauty hut, beautiful play of this first half. And as thirsty as I am, Dan, I could use one of those. And her staff, what a great staff. And they are all Albia, all Big Blue, and they're going to have a celebration on the September 11th. That's next weekend, 11th and 12th. Enjoy refreshments and stop in for their in-store specials. And Cindy's always has great specials. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I go there and shop for my wife at Christmas.
And I think you get.
And she wraps all the presents for me, and it's unreal.
Yeah, they do a great job. You know, at 44 years, you don't do that by accident.
Not by accident. Yeah. This is not by accident. You know, we've seen beautiful sights tonight. We've seen the beautiful beach
from
in Maui. We have people from the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. We've got people all over with great bonfires and great-looking views, but how about the view of this press box with me peeking out of it? Below me is the illuminated, backlit Blue Demons.
Yeah, that's something the school's been working on, and next week you'll see the top part of the press box will be backlit as well with the years that the Demons have made the playoffs in football. That'll be something that the lights will be on all the time. It's LED lights that cost just pennies to run, and so as you come by any time of the year, you're going to be able to see that, and it just creates pride in the school, really reinforces all the wonderful things, not just on the football field, but all the wonderful things that are going on here at Albie Community High School and the Cole School District.
Well, they're parting with after every touchdown. Nate, Brian, Dusty, and Jason out at the legendary legendary J Dub. Well, I don't know who that is.
There we go.
At the Country Club, parting after every touchdown. Glad to have you along. I think you're going to do some more dancing here in this second half because Albia has been everywhere. And how about this, Dan? It is true. I do sound taller on the radio.
Yeah, no, you do, because people are amazed when they actually see you. They want to know where your dad is, you know, and because I hear him on the radio. No, I am the guy on the radio. I'm
he does. He sounds at least 5'8".
In a heartbeat.
Talking about a guy that that plays a lot bigger than he looks, and guess who we've run into? How about that, guys? none other than Matt Baker, the touchdown maker.
Oh, sweet.
Hey, guys, good to be here.
What do you think about this first half?
Oh, man, it's Blue Demon football. That's what it is. I mean, this is what we're used to here in Albia, and we're starting the year off right, and this is what we expect here.
You're starting the year right off the college. Talk about where you're at, and, you know, you're getting ready to play basketball, and basketball at the college level isn't, a winter thing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I just moved out last week. I mean, fortunate enough to have Labor Day weekend and the following week come home and see some football. But
hello,
yeah,
Jason and Dan.
The level of basketball.
Can you hear me?
That I'm playing against
it's John.
Right now. It's something I haven't seen before. I mean, I figured.
Hello, Jason and Dan.
But I mean,
can you hear me?
Even at a JUCO college,
it's John,
which is where I'm at.
John Flutter, you know.
Sometimes
I had a birthday.
JUCO.
It came up. 45.
People don't know what they're talking about.
I was perturbed, Jason and Dan, that the van, when
you
came back, I had to clean it out.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it was full of wrappers, Snicker bars, other cans, pop cans. You just left it a total trash.
You know, you and I have had the same.
Dan, you got some. Explaining to you, underneath your seat, I found something, and it looks like a pair of woman's underwear. What do you think about that, man?
I never realized that's on the court.
It's funny because you know what? I mean, I'm walking around campus, and I'm walking with the basketball team, and people are like, "Oh, what? That little white kid's on the basketball team?" Yeah, for sure. But I mean, it'll be funny looking at team pictures, and I'll be the one up in front.
Well, I'm with you, brother. I'm with you.
For sure.
God measures the circumference of the heart, not the chest, right?
Exactly.
Blue Demon football.
Yeah. Oh man, I can't explain how fun it is to come here and watch. I mean, first of all, it's heartbroken. I can't play anymore. It's rough. But then again, I'm out here watching players that I played with for 2-3 years, and they're doing what they do best. I mean, they're playing hard. They're playing as a team, and that's one thing that we preach here. We play as a team. We bond as a team. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're proving that tonight.
Well, I love you, Matt, and congratulations. Go have fun and tear it up at NIAC, and we'll keep our eyes on you, and we expect to get you back on the radio again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks,
love
Jason.
You, Matt love Baker, you touchdown maker.
Good job, Big.
Jimmy, you're down there with the football team that came out of the break and warming up. I have a feeling this is a team that has lost none of its momentum and intensity.
I guarantee that. Coach, you know, we got another half, Jason, to play, and, you know, we start 0-0. We're going to play this half just as hard, if not harder. I got Coach right here, Jason. I'm going to ask him a quick question before we get started. Hey, Coach, great first half. What'd you tell the boys at halftime?
Well, a great team will come out and play on a high plane in the second half. You don't play the scoreboard, so it doesn't matter what the score is. If you come out and you play down or some other level, then you're not a great football team. You got to play on a high plane because it is you against you. And what the score is does not matter. You got to play as good as you can play, regardless of what the score is or what the other team's playing. Because they might be playing, you know, they've can't be real excited about what's going on right now. So their play level is probably not going to be what it was in the first half. That should not affect us because our level should be the same regardless of what the score is, regardless of the conditions on the field or anything else. And that's going to be a test to see how well we function and do our thing.
That's why I love you, Coach, because you know what? Keep playing. We keep playing because you know you always play your best every series, every down, every minute, right? Love you, Coach. Have a great half. All right, brother? That's from Coach, guys. Back at you.
That is your halftime motivational speech, Kurt and Coach's interview. Brought to you by Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods, your hometown affiliated food store. Jim and Charlie's for the freshest cut meat in town. And you called it last week. They are my backdoor pantry.
Yeah. I mean, you can't beat it. They take care of you. They always have what you need. And if they don't, they'll get it for you. You know, they're just very accommodating. They always take care of their customers. And you got to like that in your local hometown.
Grocery store that competes full with
service.
The big boys.
Full service. Anything you want, they've got. If they don't, they'll get it. And great job out of them.
That is your Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Field Foods, hometown Affiliated Foods Coach's interview brought to you by Jim and Charlie's. Let's get the halftime stats, Dan, and it is like the scoreboard one-sided.
I was going to say, when you got 35-0, you can kind of almost guess what's going to happen. Total offense for the Blue Demons, 226 yards versus 47 for the Fairfield. For the Blue Demons, 116 yards rushing by Carter Isley on 17 carries, so a good average out of him. Blake Bear had 3 carries for 45 yards, so we saw some great runs out of him. And Brett Freshwater, 8 carries and 36 hard-earned yards. Blake's only completed one pass out of 6 attempts for 9 yards and had that one interception. Bauman is a great quarter, very capable quarterback. He's 5 for 17, 17 attempts, 5 completions, but only 38 yards, well below his average. And that's a testament to the coverage in the secondary for the Blue Demons.
What a dominating first half. Let's real quick before the second half kickoff run back to the Friday Night Lights to get a quick scoring update. Jay Mill, take it away.
All right, guys, how much time do I have, by the way?
15 seconds.
Oh, my word. Let's roll. All right, Tharp Funeral Home brings us the Friday Night Lights big board, and we'll keep you guys on live. Again, Alvia leads at 35-0. We're going to start the third quarter. Sheraton at the halftime break on top of Davis County, 30-8. We've broken the tie between Oski and Ottumwa. Ottumwa now up 13-0. Also, Centerville now has taken the lead on Knoxville. It's 15-14. Let's get to your GP Insurance kickoff to kick off the third quarter. Take it away.
Bryce Leshen set the kickoff.
How about that Centerville Knoxville score?
Yeah, wow.
That's a game.
That tells you a little bit about when we had our conversation and the postgame last week, and Jim Frank and I are discussing whether or not Centerville was not very good or Sheraton was very, very good. Here's the kickoff return by the Trojans out across the 20-yard line, gets to the corner, and will be wrestled down at the 30-yard line as we look down here from the absolute cleaning broadcast booth on this beautiful football Friday night. Beautiful manicured field, and Dan, it's hot out here, but no one's complaining with the results we saw in this first half.
Oh, definitely not. You know, it's a great start for the Blue Demons. And really, we haven't talked a whole lot. From week one to week two, Coach Staten always talks about those first 3 weeks, and for us they're non-district games, but how do you progress? And you really saw a good game last week. Nothing wrong with it, but what an improvement this week in terms of the execution. And hopefully next week you add another step forward.
First down play here for the Trojans. Handoff met in the backfield and brought down as he spun away. A gain of about 2 or 3 yards. Spun out of the arm tackle of a Blue Demon for a gain of 3.
Brendan Bassett shot in fast from that DN position, but Fajon Redd is just a very strong running back. You're not going to bring him down with just your arms.
Christian, buddy, this second half, you don't want to take any momentum out of what you were able to accomplish in that first half so you can build on the next week.
Oh, yeah, here's a great start right here for the defense. Get the momentum back on your side and just keep it up. Keep it going.
Gee, man, it's Christmas. How about that, T? The Sharks, that is that Blue Demon defense, the handoff, and there is 11 blue jerseys, and that white just disappears.
Yeah, you get that first couple guys that stand that running back up, and then you just got everybody else coming right in after it.
And this possession you're alluding to, too, Jason, you know, start this second half. You really want to make a statement here. The starting defense is in here. They're trying to shut it down 3 and out to really take the sail away, the wind out of the sails for Fairfield, not let them think they can get back into this thing. You want to put this game away and get it over with.
Third down play. Here's a little slant pattern incomplete as the tender receiver, big number 23, and he is big. Big boy, that is Alex Kreil.
6'2 receiver and a very capable receiver, senior, has just had a great career and has started off really a good season with the game last week, but has struggled a little tonight with the Blue Demons on his heels.
Well, here we go, boys. A little special team time. Tony Leshen back deep along with Hunter Weldon. Fourth down here in 5. 9:43 to go, 35-0 Albion. As we open up this second half, it will be a running clock. After a 35-point lead, the clock runs. Congratulations, Doc and Mary, attaboy Blue. Give me an A-L-B-I-A, and that is, we know what that's from. Old Doc Stocker,
yes,
was a leading cheerleader, and is A-L-B-I-A. Here's a fair catch called for by Leshen back at the 29-yard line where Albie's offense will come back out. Michael Freshwater checking in.
Thank you, Michael, and I know my folks are still listening. They appreciate it as well.
Love them, and celebrating 60 years. And, Jimmy, how about that? Remember in the old gym,
man.
And in that place would be rocking. You could hear
you rock the
Doc
place.
Stocker everywhere.
We, you know, playing basketball, we had a hard time in timeouts. Everyone on this in our side, we're across the way on the gym. They'd be watching my dad do the cheers during the timeouts. So, you know, Coach Tukin is trying to get us instruction to tell us we're all like watching my dad do cheers. It was awesome.
First down and 10, Albion with their first possession of the second half. 8:40 to go here. Running clock. Here's a counter play running with it straight ahead and being brought down into little to no gain. Gain of about half yard here. Freshwater with the carry. Good first half for everybody wearing blue.
And listen, that crowd's still into it, still going strong, not giving up on this game. You know, they're just excited about it. Great fans. From top to bottom, this whole place does it right.
8:17 to count in third quarter. Bear hands it off to Isley. Isley met in the backfield. Boy,
good stop.
That's a mad defense right there, Big T. They were all over Carter Isley.
Yeah, they got good penetration that time and got in the backfield and stopped Carter right there.
You know, and that's what you expect out of the Fairfield squad. You know, Coach Shank does a nice job. He's been at it for, I believe, 27 years there. And, you know, there's no quit in this team. They're going to fight, and they're going to keep working on getting better. For them, at the game, at the end of the day, for either team, doesn't matter. It's non-district. It's about getting better and ready for that district play. They're going to contend for a district title and certainly be in the playoffs. So they want to get better as well.
Third down, 10. Now you'll see the man in motion, send it to the left side. And there's a flag going to come in, a false start on the Blue Demons.
Seen that.
Is that the first false start?
This season, yes.
Yeah,
that's the first one, which you might have expected last week. So not a bad deal. Yeah, the first one here tonight. We're going on, it looked like a delayed count or a two count, and we just kind of, everyone's back end tilted up.
That is some disciplined offense, Christian. When you're, the linemen spend a lot of time just standing in their stance. That's impressive.
Oh, yeah. It's focus, concentration when you're up there.
Bear rolls back, throws to the flat, and ball is intercepted. Boy, man, you don't want to intercept the ball in front
Come
of
on,
Carter Isley. Denver Schultz stepped in front of the pass, did a good job outside.
He's
linebacker.
Talking. Oh, Isley's talking. Good boy, man.
Good read by Schultz there. He got that interception, and just a great job jumping. The pass was just a little thrown as a straight line instead of kind of going over the top there to get to Hunter Weldon. And easy pick. And then, but yeah, Carter Isley just leveled the shoulders and made sure he knew that he had to earn that interception.
Yeah, it's a buckle him up time right now. Albia's defense. With the Trojans, with the football at the Albia 26-yard line. Here's a pitch to the right side, trying to get
mad.
To the corner.
He's
mad. Gets the corner, has a nice block, has the wall to the 10, inside the 5, and will be brought down. We'll wait for the spot. They're going to say he went out of bounds at about the 4-yard line.
Yep.
Boy, that was some great execution by Fairfield.
Good lead block there, and Fajon Red, again, is a very good senior tailback for this Fairfield squad and just hit that corner and was able to outrun the pursuit of Blake Bear over there, and I believe Tony Lesh on the other side there as well. So a good execution by the lead blockers to get that Fajon Red opened up.
6:16 to go here in the third quarter, running clock. Albia, 35 first half points. And that's created the running clock now. The Trojans knocking on the door here. First down, goal to go. Quarterback spins around, falls forward. Looked like he was going to be stopped in the backfield, but did a good job, Big T, of spinning out of the tackle, and it fell forward for a gain of about 2 yards.
Yeah, the quarterback's quick. I mean, he's pretty elusive, so he just sidestepped that tackler and just kind of fell backwards right to there to about the half-yard line, it looks like.
35-0 Albia. Second down, goal to go. You know this team does not, they want to pitch a shutout.
Oh, absolutely. They were upset last week of giving up that touchdown at the end of the game. They really wanted, and this defense really wanted to rise to it. And so now's a chance for him to try it once again.
Full backfield here. Still in the shotgun as the quarterback. He gets a snap. He's going to go over left side and sidesteps the defender and goes in. And there's a flag that came in afterwards.
Come on, that's not.
Trevor Black for tackling him on the goal line.
Yeah.
And as the quarterback's going in, it wasn't a hard tackle. It wasn't malicious. There's going to be a flag on the play.
It will be a touchdown.
Minimal effect on the play or the next play. It's just the way it is. I thought Trevor did a good job. He was hitting right to the end of the whistle, and the ball hadn't crossed the plane just yet.
That is going to stop the running clock. The Trojans do score, and it is a personal foul on Albia. So the Trojans, they take advantage of the turnover. Coach Staten won't be too happy about the turnover.
No.
And, you know, with all the things you're doing right, Coach is always looking to find ways to improve, and that'll be one place.
Again, it's not the scoreboard. People might get tired of us saying that. They're not really playing the score of the victory. Win or lose, it's about did you go out and give your best effort. And there are things right now that Coach is going to talk to about sincerely about. We could do better than this, you know, and we need to do a better job executing and doing the things we're supposed to do and not just for half a game. You know, we're going to need a full complement of a game.
I could use a cold drink right now. Somebody in the stands could bring me a Diet Pepsi. And Dan Stocker one too. That'd be really nice. Here's a pass and in for the 2-point conversion. And the Trojans find a way to get up on the scoreboard. 35-8, 5:25 to go in the third quarter. Don't forget to get to the Eagles Club and tell them that you want one of those Frosty Mug root beers courtesy of the Eagles Club and Summers Insurance. And right now, let's head back to the Friday Night Lights studios. The scores roll in on this football Friday night. Jay Milton, take it away.
All right, so we have got a score here. Let's take a look at the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board as Sheraton Davis County just getting back
underway in the third quarter. Sheraton leads that one in Bloomfield, 30-8. Pleasantville all over Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, 36-0. Now going into the fourth quarter. Nope, this one's now final. Wayne has defeated Murray, 54-14. Ottumwa in the fourth quarter. This is a very fast-paced game for Ottumwa and Oskaloosa, 13-0. It was tied at the half at 0-0, but Ottumwa finally starting to get things turned around there. The Bulldogs lead 13-0. It's Montezuma in the fourth on top of Van Buren, 57-8. Pella leads Dallas Center Grimes, 30-7 at halftime. Pella Christian on top of Linville Sully, 7-0 at the last intermission that we had. And Centerville leads Knoxville by 1 point in Centerville, 15-14. It's now time for your GP Insurance kickoff. Let's go back live to Ironman Field. Here's the crew.
35-8 your score here, 5:25 to go. The Trojans take advantage of a INT and turn it into a short field and a touchdown. And, Jimmy, you said it earlier, this is a good football program, Fairfield, and they're going to give everything they got.
Well, yeah, they ain't giving up. It's Friday night, buddy.
Here's a swift kick. The ball's on the ground, and Abby's going to come up with it. But
sloppy again.
Ball back at the 15-yard line. 35-8 your score here, 5:21 to go. This second half started with a running clock. Albie scored 35 unanswered points in that first half. And really, guys, 47 yards of total offense.
Right.
So this is a defense outside of that short field has played dominating football as well as a dominating offensive performance tonight.
What you see is, you know, the Blue Demons didn't come out playing their best ball the second half here, and that's what coach is going to use as a teaching moment, and hopefully they can do it now.
Here's the offset eye. Running with it straight ahead is Carter Isley. Gets out across the 15, a pickup of about 4 yards. Haven't seen a lot of cramping yet, guys, which is a good indicator that the guys are in physical condition.
On both sides of the ball, very well coached and well played.
Hydration was working the right way. This is a very hot and humid night. Second down, 7. Here's a quick handoff. Running with the ball is Freshwater. He's met right at the 20-yard line, a gain of a yard or two. But certainly this defensive front for Fairfield Christian has picked up its intensity.
Oh, yeah. Hey, they want to win. There's still time off on the board for them. You can see in the second half they've been coming out. I know it was my junior year. They came back. And we had a 28-0 lead. They came back. But we still prevailed, but it was still like 28-27 at the end of the game.
You know, that's when they get this clock down to stop clock, it gives them a better chance of trying to come back and get the win. Blake Bear rolling out
rolling
on pass
to the
play.
Left side, and he's going to have to throw it across his body. Gets away from the defender. Shows off his athleticism. Gets another block. Carter Isley lead blocking. Bear sizes the defender out across the 25 to the 30-yard line.
That's
he's going to get
doing,
the Blue Demon first down. Oh, my.
120 yards running to pick up 15. That was a back to the far side and back this way. Good effort.
He looked like me on a golf course. I'm all over the place.
Yeah. You know, he rolled out, and good pursuit on the defensive side for Fairfield. Three guys coming in his face. Was able to get away from them, come back across the green to the right side, and not only picked up the first down, but got about 15 yards out of that play.
First Iowa State Bank first down. Here's a power eye off to Isley. Isley hit and bounces off the defender. Still bouncing off the defender. Gets by another defender out across the 45 to the 48-yard line. And Dan, it's what you would envision if you could sit at home and close your eyes. Imagine a bowling ball going down the lane and going off of one pin and another. It was a bowling ball number 36.
I was going to say, we're going to get that butcher knife.
We stopped
that
a little
early. That. All right. No, that's Carter Isley, just a great strong run. Good hole at the point of attack there, so he's able to slip through that and just bouncing off the tackles. If you don't wrap him up tight, and the wrestler, the state champion wrestler that is Carter Isley, will break loose of anything if you don't wrap him up.
35-8, the Trojans going to call a timeout. 4:02 to go here in the third quarter. Let's run back to the Friday Night Lights studio to get a quick scoring update. We'll be right back. Jay Mill, take it away.
All right, guys, let's take a look at the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board before we get back to you and the Absolute broadcast booth. Got a couple updated scores here to give you, including that Centerville-Knoxville score. Knoxville now goes back on top of Centerville. This one may come down to who's got the ball last. Knoxville now leads 22-15. We are going to update, and that was in the third quarter. We're going to update for you Pella Christian and Linville Sully. It's Pella Christian up 35-21. And the backyard brawl, that is Sigourney Keota and Pekin. I don't know if this is right. This says Sigourney Keota is up 24-6. We're going to check that If that is the case, then it's going to be an upset on Sigourney Kyoto and Pekin, and I'm being told that is a correct score. So we will give credit here to Sigourney Kyoto. Congratulations. If they end up beating Pekin tonight, that will be a huge upset. All right, let's get back to the Absolute broadcast booth.
35-8 out. The Blue Team is with the football. And here's a broken play, yep. And that's going to go for a loss.
Blake Baird did all he could after the looked like the ball didn't quite exchange out from center to him, and so he does what a quarterback's supposed to do is just dive off that tackle's hip and try to get something, but lost a couple yards instead.
Second down, 12 here. 3:44 to go. Albia with the football. The ball now at the 47-yard line of Albia. Power eye formation. Here's Isley. Left side, waits for his blockers, puts his hand out. Falls across the 50-yard line, and I saw something there, Big T, that we see out of all the great running backs that starts to develop probably week two and really starts to take a hold later on, and that is when that running back sticks his hand out and feels that guard, you know they're starting to feel the moment of the offense.
I love that, man, and that's typical. The running
guys. Look at the block. There's the block. They're running down the sidelines. Carter Isley still on his feet inside the 10-yard line. Two flags come in, and there was a Blue Demon sandwich on a block. Jimmy, that was some mean blocking there, and Carter Isley took advantage of that wall that was created, but this play's coming back.
Yeah, I think it is, but yeah, I mean, it was so close. And then blocks are tough to do in that kind of that situation. Everything just happened so quick.
Boy, I don't know. Did you see what happened? I didn't even see for sure who or what.
I did not see that.
Everything happened so fast. It was
clean. Is
that
a face mask? Well, they're holding. I'm sorry. They're gonna hold. Yeah, he was doing the old hold sign right in front of his face.
Dude, it was close. I mean, hey.
Daggone it.
Carter Isley is saying, hey, guys, I just ran a lot here. Give me a little breather here if we're going to do this. So now who will come in? Your backup tailback. Oh, we're going to take a step back now.
The reserve.
Coming.
Oh, my God. Here comes Bryce Leshen. Carter Isley with a beautiful run there. Comes over and gets a breather. We want to hear from you, folks. 641-799-1437 on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We've heard from Patty Hannum, Dave Perry, John Stewart, Chris Knowles, Jody Toops. John Toops, Roger George. Here's the quick pitch. Running with it. And look at that.
Fumble.
The ball comes loose, and it's going to be recovered by Fairfield as Bryce got nailed. Bryce Leshen had the first down, got turned like a helicopter, and the ball goes flying free, and that's going to be a turnover.
Helmet came in from the Fairfield defender right on the ball. Just helmet came in, knocked that thing loose out of Bryce Leshen's hand. Just nothing he's going to be able to do with that kind of a hard hit.
Look at this fire. Whoa. You know, I bet this is coming from Mike Zelenik. He's probably been taking pictures for over an hour, getting the perfect picture, because that's pretty nice there, Mike Zelenik. That's a beautiful looking flame. Here's what we do at game time on East Benton.
Let Diane build a fire.
What is on fire there, though? Is that? That looks like the shape of a person. That is a flame.
Is that one of the flame on from Fantastic Four?
Hmm. Well, it wouldn't be Mike. All right, we got a timeout on the field. 35-8 your score, and with 2:43 to go in this third quarter, after running clock, the Blue Demons. With a running clock to begin the second half, guys, Fairfield, kudos to them, Jimmy. They came back and they stood up their defense, and they got the turnover, get the score, and now the running clock is gone. And I as a coach, I kind of like that moment where you get some teaching moments and coaching moments.
Yeah, I hate to see the score, but I think it's an opportunity for us to get back out here. You know, now our guys, let's be honest, man, our guys are mad. I mean, I know the score is 35-8, you know, in our favor, but they are still playing. They don't want that 8 points on the board.
No.
We've got a message coming in back at the KIC studio, coming through the phone waves. We've got John Flattery.
Hello, Jason and Dan. Hello, Jason and Dan.
How
are
you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
It's John. John Flattery, you know.
Yeah.
I had a birthday that came up. 45.
Wow.
45. I was perturbed, Jason and Dan, that the van... When he came back, I had to clean it out, and it was full of wrappers, Snicker bars, other pop cans.
Yeah.
You just left it a total trash. Dan, thanks, you got some explaining to do. Underneath your seat, I found something. And it looks like a pair of woman's underwear. What do you think about that, man?
Well, it's Joe's van.
Exactly. We don't need no explaining.
I mean, that's an easy
45
one.
45th birthday. I don't think he's going to see 46 if he's doing that. That's blackmail.
Millage, you got some explaining to do when you get home tonight.
Yeah. Tanya. Here's the handoff running with it. The Trojans have the first down across midfield, and they'll run with the football inside the 50 down, close to the 45-yard line. A really nice play previous to that, Jimmy. A little slant pattern there by the Trojans, and they got that first down. They continue to fight.
I'm very impressed, to be honest with you. But, you know, like I said, they are fighting. They don't want that running clock.
Nah, and that's and the Blue Demons wanted, and again, not the running clock necessarily, but they wanted to stop them. They were very disappointed in themselves that they gave up points last week. They want to pitch shutouts every time out to get out there and just to do their best. So that's something they've got to try to get better at here.
Quarterback rolls back, throws it in the flat, incomplete out there in coverage. Hunter Weldon, along with number
Jake,
10.
Jake Unkrick was the receiver, excuse me, number 22, 6'3 receiver. So they got some really tall receivers there for Fairfield. Number 10 for the Blue Demons, as you
Tyler
said,
Stringfellow. Yeah, the boys, Tyler, sophomore. Really good athlete.
Yeah.
John Toops texted me and said, "Why did you say my name?"
Whose name?
John Toops. Well, John, you text me in, buddy, and I would just give me a shout out.
To who? To who was that? To?
John Toops.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Tony sent it. Now, who was it again?
I think it was John Toops.
It was.
All right.
The quarterback rolling back. Third down and six here. Here comes the pressure. Flag. And there's a tackle made by the... That's intercepted. Go the other way. Stringfellow. Just show off his feet here.
Flag.
And another flag.
Oh, wow, this is getting an ugly game.
Stringfellow with the INT. That's going to be a River Life Family Worship Center turnover. There, all turnovers brought to you by the River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, join them at the River every Sunday morning, 10:30.
Well, see, the first flag I think's got to be on the offensive side. It looks like it has to
that
be.
That was
I would
a
say,
great
a
tackle by an offensive lineman. He took out. He tackled two Albion linemen at the same time.
And I almost think the second flag would have been a block in the back or something. I mean, whether it's on us or
INT, I think will stand.
Holding on Fairfield.
That's declined. INT.
And so,
and a block in the back, Albion. That will be accepted by the Trojans.
Right.
So Abby's going to keep the football on the INT. How about that young sophomore out there, a Big T, Stringfellow? He's everybody that's came in tonight has made their impact and made their mark.
I tell you what, though, I mean, these guys look up to these older players, and we've got one of the best defensive backs, you know, two or three of the best defensive backs in the state back here. So, I mean, he's learned from the best.
And what I like, too, is those intermittent with the program, you know, we come in and you could talk about, well, the senior class. They got 21 seniors on the roster, you know, so it's going to be senior dominant. Boy, if only they had help. You know, we don't know who's going to step in. Well, we've had Cade Crawl already. Stringfellow just comes and gets interception. We've seen Lane Kallenberger Jr. in there. You know, there's lots of talent on this program. It's not just one group or one grade.
Here's Bryce Leshen with the carry out across the 30-yard line. That'll be a pickup of about 3 yards. Look down there. There's Brett Leshen. Got the headset on. And down there helping send the plays in with the coach. I love that kid.
Oh, I just can't say
love that coach. He's one of my coaches. He's a coach now. He's no longer a kid.
But, you know, and I still harken back to his freshman year when he got thrown into the starting position. And
over
the last
in West Burlington.
Had to win the game
to get
in the playoffs, and he just performed at an early level.
Here's a quick pitch. Bryce Leshen working upfield. Oh, look at that defense come, Big C. That was a lot of white jerseys on Bryce Leshen. He's not easy to bring down.
Oh, he's a one tough kid. They had about 8 different white jerseys over there. Good swarm to the ball.
Third down, 5 here. The ball at the 32-yard line. Albion with a 35-8 lead here. They started the second half with a running clock. The Trojans took advantage of an interception, and they marched it in from 24 yards out. The only score of the night for the Trojans. Bear under center. Fake handoff. Rolls to the left side. Throws it to the flat. Leshen comes up with it. Led just a little bit too much there, Jimmy, but you can see that play starting to really develop.
It's there. We'll be all right.
Bryce did a good job of laying out to catch that ball to make that completion, but unfortunately, as he does that, he lands the ground, and in high school ball, you're down as soon as your knees hit the ground.
Fourth down here. Final 13 seconds of this third quarter. Albion probably will not punt. They'll just run the clock out in this third quarter. Tony Sennett listening in from New Glarus, Wisconsin. Go Big Blue. I heard my name, Jody Toops, being said on the radio. So did I win something, Jason? Jody, you won the opportunity to hear your voice, hear your name on the radio. Absolutely. That was Jody Toops, and John and Jody.
And in 27 minutes, you can still get yourself a free root beer.
That's right. If you get to the Eagles Club in the next 27 minutes, a free Frosty Mug root beer courtesy of Summers Insurance, a donation to the Eagles Club. And we're going to take a timeout. Third quarter break. Back to the fourth quarter we'll go. 35-8 Albia. Three quarters in the books. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Hey, football fans, join your friends at the White Buffalo Lounge after the game and during them, too, with fresh and meaty jumbo chicken wings brushed with your favorite sauce. Iced down buckets of beer and delicious pizza made from scratch. That's the White Buffalo Lounge for hot wings, buckets of beer, hot pizza, and good times.
Wow, it's so hot out here. I took off my tan slacks, and now I'm in my Fox Sports bikini. I've also taken off my shirt. Boom! Could somebody bring me a bra? I think I need a C cup. Hey, let's get back to Friday Night Lights on KIIC.
Big T and C down the sidelines, shirtless. What a sight it is.
Yeah, it feels good. Air condition.
Stay away from Christian. He's got the oil.
Oh, that's sick.
I'm making smiley faces with my sunscreen.
Oh, like that.
Fourth and final quarter we go, and we're having the Fire Pit Olympics.
Oh, my.
As the techs coming in and people showing off their fireplace. Now, you know, the fire pits, always great views. Yeah. Always great work by our listeners. But Dan, they're going the extra step. They're even illuminating the exterior in the background with the LED lighting.
The fire pit area by this one picture. Awesome picture.
I think the showdown's on. Go Big Blue, fire pit competition. Yeah. Take Salinix and Dewey's. Take that. Yes. I think is what he's really meaning to say.
But he was used to hearing Jimmy, and so pow pow, and it's take.
The bullies.
Yeah.
With a beautiful fire pit.
How do you spell that?
Fourth down here. Albia in punt formation. Bear standing back, gets the snap, gets the kick, nearly blocked, and this one's going to bounce at about the 37 yard line. Boy, he looks like he's not deep enough.
Yeah.
You know last week, several times, Albia nearly had the block, punt blocked.
You know, Carter Isaac comes in, he's our long snapper this year, and, you know, and certainly strong enough, he can get that ball back there, and so, yeah, I don't know. And also, too, early on in this game, here about the late in the first quarter, I believe it was, maybe early in the second, Blake Bear kind of tweaked, looked like an ankle. He's kind of moving a little soft on it, gingerly. He's still a gamer, and he's still making great plays, but if you watch him, and, you know, that might be hurting him a little bit in terms of getting that kickoff, if it is indeed the right foot that kind of got tweaked a little bit.
What a great workout tonight by this defensive backfield, T. They've really been challenged tonight.
They have, you know, and they've done well for themselves.
Here's a handoff, spinning away from one tackle, getting by the defensive line and into the secondary, a run of about 4 or 5 yards.
Hunter Weldon knocks him out of bounds over there.
11:47 to go here in this fourth and final quarter, 35-8. Blue Demons out in front. Let's run back to the Friday Night Light studio. Jay Mills, the scores start to roll in on this football Friday night.
Some finals here, gentlemen, and I'm leaving you on live in case we have any action here. Wayne in a final now over Murray, 54-14. Pleasantville in a final over Eddyville, 36-0. And it's also Ottumwa in a final. They win their second game. It's now 20-0 is the final there. And then another one to, again, call out, Sigourney Kyoto with another score on Pekin, 32-6 in the third quarter. We've double and triple checked that score. If this is a win for Sigourney Kyoto in the backyard brawl, it'll be an upset on Pekin's behalf. Also, North Mahaska leads Cardinal, 40-13. Sheraton leads Davis County, 38-8. And we'll continue to keep you up to date on the scores. You can get them all on the app. Thunderbolt, back to you, Bryce, in the Absolute broadcast booth.
Leshen sandwich, Blue Demon sandwich on that last play. Third down and about a yard. Quarterback's going to keep it. Running forward and is going to push the pile forward for a first down out to the midfield stripe as the Trojans with the football 11 minutes to go in this ball game. Albie with a 35-8 lead. The Blue Team has ran off 35 straight first-half points. They got it done on the ground in the air. Defensively with a touchdown and on special teams, it was all Albie in that first half.
It definitely was. In the second half, it just seems like the enthusiasm maybe is not quite there as intense, and it's hard to. I understand that with the lead, but they've got to find a way to get a stop here, and the offense has got to take care of the ball, and it's possession.
Fresh faces out there for Albie. Here's the pitch in the backfield right there. Brandon Bassett.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's how you hit somebody.
Bring some enthusiasm right there.
How about that, Big C? Brandon Bassett went to the library, opened that book up, and he read it.
And did he read it quick? Wow, that guy has speed.
And that's what they needed, a little burst of energy out of somebody. Pick this team up, and Bass is moving real good on that DN position again tonight. And hopefully now that's what the defense needs. Shut him down on a second now and on 17 possession for Fairfield.
They'll send two receivers out to the far side, one over here on the short side. Quarterback rolls back. Plants, throws a fade pattern down the sideline. Well defended. And INT.
Intercepted. Back
the quarterback with the INT. Blake Bear with the INT for the Blue Demons. That's a River Life Family Worship Center turnover. All turners brought to you by the River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, Singh's an athlete.
He is. I tell you what, he's gotten big. His arms are huge.
Well, Christian, he's talking about pancakes on Media Day. The best question I think I've ever heard a broadcaster ask.
Oh, awesome. He likes 12-inch chocolate chip pancakes is what he told me the last time.
About made a pancake with his bare hand.
I got another birthday for you here.
All right, let's see who it is.
Joe Barry, who's a sophomore on this Blue Demon squad, great athlete, good young man coming through the system. His great-grandma, and also the great-grandma of Katie Hallmeyer, none other than Catherine Barry.
She's a beautiful, beautiful woman.
95 years
old. Beautiful 95, by the way.
Great
Dan.
Spirit.
Smarter than all get out. Those Barry's not fair. No. They got like superhuman brains. Okay. Happy birthday, Catherine.
Happy birthday.
Oh, here's the punt of fourth down, and this is a high booming punt. Fair catch call for at the 34-yard line. That's where the Trojans will come back. Go Big Blue. Blue, listening to the game on my supper break at Pellicorp. David Adler checking in. David, the Blue Demons had some pancakes tonight. I'm not sure what you're eating, but hope it's good.
Yeah, you know, you talk about,
no sacks.
I mean, that's the one kind of special play we haven't had. You know, we've had interceptions. We've had some big hits. We've gotten pressure on the quarterback, but haven't brought him down. He's been he's such a good quarterback. He gets rid of that ball when that pressure's coming. We've got a lot of good things here, but that's the one thing we kind of like to see. Let's get a sack for the night.
35-8. Albie with the lead. You're just joining us. Running clock start the second half. As Albia had built a 35-0 halftime lead, they did it via the ground, the air, special teams. Hunter Weldon with a 70-yard punt return for a touchdown. And then
defense.
Brendan Bassett and a wall of Blue Demons fighting over who was going to get the football. Not really. They were doing the E-mob, but... Brendan Bassett with the fumble recovery for a touchdown. Albia hitting on all cylinders in that first half. Here's a handoff running with it straight ahead out across the 35, close to the 38, 39-yard line. A pickup maybe 4 yards on that first down carry for the Trojans.
Tyler Stringfell and Blake Lawless in on the tackle.
641-799-1437. We still want to hear from you on this Football Friday night. Way to go, Blue. Katrina, Taylor, Brianna Sample. Dustin and Leslie all checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Second down, 6 here. Ball at the 39-yard line of the Trojans. Quarterback rolling back. Has some heat. Throws it up for grabs. And tipped into. Goodness. Nearly. He caught that football.
He did.
Talk about concentration, Big T.
Yeah, that was through hands, and I mean there was all kinds of stuff going on over there.
Blake Bear,
a great catch.
Blake Bear and Tyler Stringfellow did a great job trying to deflect that, get everything they could to mess that play up, but a great, great catch and concentration.
7:58 to go here. Don't forget, we're going to take you right to the midnight hour. After this, the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show. We'll catch up with all the coaches from around the area. Get you the highlights and score of the second week of football here in Iowa.
Here's Bassett again.
Bassett was in the defensive backfield, nearly got the loss. And that will be a loss on the play, but Bassett had him stopped 5 yards deep in the backfield.
Zach Martin was the ball carrier, and he had a hand on his hand on the hip and about pulled him down, but more as important was also slowing him down so the rest of the defense could come in and get the tackle. So no gain on the play brings up a second and 10.
Boy, Bassett is so quick. See, he's off that ball in a hurry, and he makes up a lot of space in a quick amount of time.
Oh, man, he is so quick and so fast, and he's so smart. Reads the plays and makes big hits.
Here's the quarterback going to keep it over the right side. Oh, brought down. Blake Bulldog Law is showing off his cow catcher move, that wrestling move, and he wraps him up, rodeos him down. And, Christian, does that remind you of the goat roping you saw earlier this year?
Oh, man, he roped him faster than anything I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, boy.
Tyler Dyson just was in on that play as well defensively, so nice job out of him getting a couple plays in there, the junior.
Third down, 9 here. 6:37 to go, 35-8 out. Here comes the blitz. The blitz is on. Lawless after the quarterback. Oh, he pushed it and he got away. Blake almost had the sack, and the quarterback got away. I think, he went to push him down, and the
Hunter Weldon came in. I think they kind of thought each other was going to finish it instead of just you know, taking care of business.
Yeah, that was like one of those pop flies that two guys are coming in on. Yeah. It's like, you got it? No, you got it.
And again, Bowman is such a strong, smart quarterback. It's hard to bring him down. I thought we were going to get that sack. We were calling for it. We want to see that first sack of the night.
Oh, this is not right. I got a birthday request, and I know it's not right. So, and I got a nice try, though, guys. Nice try.
Fourth and 6 for Fairfield now on the Blue Demon 41-yard line. Shotgun formation.
Here comes the pressure once again. The quarterback under pressure throws it. And intercepted. Black Bear was
in.
He's got some room to work. Gets a block.
Oh, what a hit.
40,
what another hit.
35, 30.
Oh, another face mask.
25.
The another flag. Another 20, flag.
15,
keep running.
10,
yeah. Black
Bear. Black Bear. Oh, my goodness. Take it to the house. Touchdown. Blake Bear, listen to the Relco locomotive. And this Blue Demon crowd come to life as Blake Bear stepped in front of the pass, went down the sidelines, nearly had his neck ripped off, spun around, hit by two players.
Oh, another
and another flag comes in on the coaching staff by Fairfield. And Blake Bear takes it to the house. Touchdown, Alabia, a Senate funeral home touchdown. And, Dan, I'll tell you what, the way Albia has made things happen tonight, you cannot create a vocabulary to describe it.
No, first off, Blake Bear.
I need a Frosty Mug Group here, and Melissa McDonald, she got one for herself. She says she went for her Frosty Mug Root Beer.
12 minutes
and,
left.
And congratulations.
12 minutes left, folks.
Wow, you better hurry. Listening to the best broadcast on the radio, Go Big Blue, Pat, Teresa, Ricky Gilbert, Emily, Kurt, Mike, and Brownie checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology Text Line. Wow, heart attack. Go Big Blue, Patty Chance. Here comes the extra point. Bassett's kick is on the way. And you hear that Relco locomotive, and that tells you it's good. And there goes the cannon, and there goes another 7 points for this Albia Blue Demon electric football team. 42-8, your score. Let's take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon football.
Hey, football fans, join your friends at the White Buffalo Lounge after the game, and during them, too, with fresh and meaty jumbo chicken wings brushed with your favorite sauce. Iced down buckets of beer and delicious pizza made from scratch. That's the White Buffalo Lounge for hot wings, buckets of beer, hot pizza, and good times.
T.J. DeMoss is the owner and operator of DeMoss Auction Company and real estate agent for Mossy Oak Properties of Albia, licensed in Iowa. He can provide you with complete auction service and help with all your real estate needs, including auctioning, listing, agriculture, residential, commercial property. He also sells estates, farm machinery, business liquidations, and moving auction. So if you're in need of professional help, call T.J. DeMoss of DeMoss Auction Company at 641-799-2323 or at Mossy Oak Properties of Albia, 641-932-1234, and ask for T.J.
All right, Albia goes up with another score, and we'll be back in just a second with the GP Insurance kickoff brought to you by your local Blue Cross Blue Shield provider. Give Eric Powers or Travis Patton a call and let them help you answer all your health insurance questions. That's GP Insurance. The GP Insurance kickoff comes your way next.
Announcing the Benke's Dozen. That's right, Benke's. Quality Ag Service has relocated your feed inventory to the site of the former Benke's Famous Fryers Chicken Processing Plant. And we're open daily 8 to 5. Now remember, when you purchase 12 bags of pet food, the 13th is always free at Quality Ag Service. The tornado of 2015 has put a hold on the Baker's Dozen, but the Benke's Dozen is available every day at Quality Ag Service on Highway 5 South, just across from the new jail. Quality Ag Service, thanks for your business.
This is Gary Dolphin, voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes, and now let's send it back to my two favorite butty boys. It's Albia's own, Jason and Big D.
5:35 to go, 42-8 here, Albia. Bryce Leshen set the kickoff.
ESPN's Chris Hassel doing that for us.
Attaboy, Chris. Here's a kick, and Leshen sends it through the upright.
Hit the drone. About hit the drone.
Oh, unbelievable. What can't that kid do? Unreal. Bryce Leshen with the kickoff through the goalpost, up and good, and it'll be a touchback. But okay, we got this one. Now go Hawks. Dave Clark checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line.
We're going to
wave for the drone. There goes the drone by.
Oh, got it. You see, get it. Jason's getting it. Good job, brother.
Hey, I'm on TV. Hi, Mom.
I've never seen a drone at a game before. No. That's awesome. That is awesome. Blue Demons on defense. A lot of subs in here now, so trying to get the shot or keep the defense working.
Here comes the handoff running over to the left side, trying to cut up field and brought down. I think that was Bryce Leshen once again. Now I'll be sending in lots of subs. We're going to get all these guys' names mentioned. But, guys, I'm going to go back to that interception and a touchdown return by Blake Bear. Christian, as soon as Bear got that football, the entire Albia team turned to blockers in an instant. Talk about what they do in practice to prepare for that.
Oh, yeah, when they see that ball up in the air, they're going to be yelling, ball, ball, ball. When the guy catches it, the guy that catches it, he's yelling, E-mob. That's a signal for the rest of his team to get out in front of him and make those blocks that they just made.
Here's the quarterback going to keep it. It goes over to the right side, out across the 40, 45-yard line. A big hole on that right side, a good fake, and the quarterback gets out.
Joe Barry.
And gains about 20 yards.
Joe Barry tackled for his great-grandma there, so that'll weigh.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, that is a really good athlete, Joe Barry.
He's
sophomores
so fast,
last year, a small class as freshmen, and they really have matured, Dan. This sophomore class is contributing, and you look what the freshman class did. You look at what the eighth grade class is doing, the seventh grade class. They've got the entire offense in this last week. Unreal. There is a lot of momentum in our program. We just got to keep that old will of turning. First down and 10. Here's a quick pass, bobbled, and nearly intercepted.
That's the receiver hearing those footsteps. Again, big, tall receiver, Jake Unkrick, 6'3", 160 pounds, but he knew that Stringfeller and Weldon were coming out quick. Also in there, Tyler Beard, I want to get mentioned. I'm trying to get these subs in here when I can. Jason, apologize for jumping on you, but Junior in there, Tyler Beard doing a nice job in there. Again, Josiah Harris getting some quality reps here this game, coming back from an injury, so the senior back in the defensive end position.
85.
Luke Sinclair, middle linebacker. 85 is Tyler Beard.
42-8. Here's a pass and into the flat. And right there, Beard right there in coverage.
Yeah.
You know,
Alex Crowell is a great receiver, and Tyler Beard's right on it.
It's impressive, Jimmy. You know, you've got sophomores out there in coverage with varsity athletes, and they're playing with them in a 3A school.
That's what I'm saying. It's amazing. I mean, just it's one guy coming in, next guy coming in. Don't matter. But, hey, look down here, Jason. Look at me compared to Isley here. Look here.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm a big boy. I'm a 350-pound man. Look at that.
Yeah.
Big boy, Eddie.
Get the thumbs up. The Iceman gives me a thumbs up.
That's big boy.
Third down, 10. Quarterback rolling back, throws it into the flat. Complete. Right there is Baird on the coverage, but a nice execution, and that'll move the chains.
Brian Rasky getting in there.
Yeah.
Nice tackle.
Boy, Brian.
Did a nice job coming in defensive position. And again, another junior, him and Baird, working that left side together.
You guys do a great job. Wish I was playing again, running the ball behind Dan. Go Blue Demons, Robbo listening with Mary.
Oh, you bet. You bet. Steve Robb, that was a great one, and that was a lot of fun back in those days. We had a good time, but, boy, this is a blast watching them now.
If you ran behind Stocker,
well,
you didn't really run.
He ran past me.
Here's a fake handoff running with the football. The quarterback's going to keep it. Boy, he's got some nice moves out there. Gets inside the 30-yard line.
Joe Barry.
A gain of about 12 yards. Once again, Barry on the stop for Albia. Go Big Blue and go Chargers from Scotty Cadell.
Zach Armstrong in on the play as well with Joe Barry and Tyler Beard on the tackle. But a good pickup by Bauman to get the first down. 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Again, the Blue Demons have a 42-8 lead, trying to stop Fairfield from scoring again just as a matter of principle.
How beautiful is this? You know, I look down here and see all the blue, and I see the ambience of this place, Ironman Field.
Yeah.
And Jimmy, does it not just give you goosebumps?
Man, I love it. I love the smell. I love it all.
That's this tea.
Sorry, T, we still love you.
You smell pretty.
Oh, busted play by the court bomb and gets loose. Here comes
Raskin
pursuit.
Raskin giving pursuit. And there, there's a big old hit put out there. Wowzers. He put his shoulder down and lowered the boom.
Jeffrey Trajan.
That a boy, Jeffrey. Representing Avenue.
A Avenue West.
Woo-hoo. Jeffrey Trajan, our neighbor boy for almost all but 1 year of his life.
Yeah.
And he makes a big play there, a sophomore. Last year he got hurt early on the season.
Yep.
Comes out here as a sophomore and a great tackle there.
Puts his nose right in on Bauman and tackles him down. Second, a big great play, though, but Jeffrey had to save the first time. Second and two on the play now.
Two receivers out here to the near side. Quarterback throws it in the flat and incomplete. Right there again, great coverage. T, just the discipline. Assignment, alignment, football, and guys doing their job and looking the part when probably in practice they're not getting the major reps in the ones and twos.
Not the major ref, but you know what? They're paying attention,
right? Yep.
You know, and that's what it's about. And once you get on the field, you got to be ready.
Go Big Blue, your family listening at Lake Rathbun. Bassett number one.
Oh, yeah.
He has been number one tonight, man. He has been everywhere. Third down, two here. 3:05 to go. Here's a quick flat, pass to the flat. Upset brought down. How about that?
Bassett, first of all, made the quick throw even quicker, stunting in that line. And as soon as he got it completed, Cryle, which was a pickup of about half a yard.
Wow. That was a quick pass, and right there, Hunter welded. I'll tell you what, Jimmy, Hunter is really, really fast, but he's also gotten really, really tough.
He is very, very tough. I mean, that kid goes hard.
2:37 to go here, 42-8 Albia. It has been an electrifying football game tonight, Albia. Showing off and maybe proving why many have them number one. And in the top 10 in all classes in this state. Here's a running play by the quarterback and get inside the 15-yard line. He'll have the first down. Again, Albia, though, T, they're playing to shut down this Fairfield team. They don't want to give any more points.
Absolutely. I don't care who's out there on defense. They don't want anybody scoring.
Yeah, and that's a really hard time, too. We've seen Bauman, who's able to very capable of picking up a couple yards, 2 to 3 yards each play. And at this point in the field, it makes it somewhat easier for them to get that touchdown. So the Blue Demons got to find a way to shoot those gaps and get them stopped.
Picture of somebody drinking one of those Frosty Mug root beers from the Eagles Club. Send me a picture and confirm the Frosty Mug root beer. 3 minutes left to get yours for free.
Oh
great play.
Stuffed.
Right there, number
good
52.
Hit, good
how
hit,
about
Chase,
that?
Chase Little.
He's not playing Little tonight.
No, 6'2" or 6' junior. Busted in there, hit him at first, and then finished off also. I don't know if that was Blackford who finished that up.
Is that 78?
78's Lane Caldenberg. I think he just came in for Chase Little.
Yep, he did. So it would have been Trevor.
Might have been Trevor, yeah.
1:37 to go. We want to see a picture, and if you send me a picture of that Frosty Mug root beer from the Eagles Club, I will give you a Summers Insurance t-shirt as well. Here's a pass to the flat in coverage. Brought down. What a great grab right there.
Joe Barry had
Joe
a hand
Barry.
On, and went,
job,
again, the strength
job,
of that young man. He had a hand on the jersey, and he couldn't get away from him. A running back ought to be able to peel away from that, but Joe Barry is so strong. He just held him up enough for his defense to come make the tackle.
Oh, T, this is just – that is fun to watch.
It is, man. That was a death grip.
You know, and, guys, he is one smart kid. You know, having him, coaching him in football, he is a smart kid. He processes.
And the quickness. You know, he closed out on that pass. He played soft on the line of scrimmage, which is what he needed to do, and then closed out quickly once he read that play.
Third down, 12 here. Ball at the 49-yard line. Quarterback rolling back. Here comes the pressure. Oh, gets away from two defenders. Throws it to the flat, and it almost intercepted.
Oh, did he scoop
did that? He somehow make a catch?
Wow, that was close.
And the phone call coming in.
Right,
we
team.
Want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology Text Line. Send us a picture of that Frosty Mug group here from the Eagles Club, and you'll win the Summers Insurance We Are Blue t-shirt. Fourth down and 12 here.
Picture or picture?
Picture. I want a picture of that Frosty Mug root beer.
Don't ask what color root beer is.
Hey, guys,
that's not funny, Jay. Some making fun of us.
Yeah. Everyone wants a piece of the short, fat Summers kid.
Who is that? Christian? Don't say that's me.
Oh, that's your son.
I'm sorry.
Fourth down and 12 here. We're going to have a timeout. Fairfield calls a timeout, and they're going to talk things over. The final possible play for them. 42 seconds to go here at with the timeout. We'll run back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill, give us a quick scoring update.
All right, guys, leaving you on live here as well. Let's take a look at the scores as we have them. Sheraton leading Davis County now 44-8. That, I'm sorry, is a final. We'll be talking with coaching staff over there a little bit later. Also, it's Sigourney Kyoto well out in front over Pekin, 44-6.
Hey, we got to talk about my.
We also have a score here in a final. Ottumwa beats Oski tonight, 20-0. North Polk over Perry, 24-0. It's Pella in a final over Dallas Center Grimes, 37-7. Knoxville, late in this one, is beginning to break this one out. 42-22, Knoxville over Centerville, 42-22 late in the game. In a final here, Pella Christian has defeated Linville Sully, 42-21. And in another final, Melcher Dallas goes to defeat 60-6 to Guthrie Center. How about a second overtime final for Woodward Academy, 36-29 over Southeast Warren. That's a two-time overtime win for Woodward Academy over Southeast Warren. We've got more scores, including that 77-12 Moravia victory. We'll be talking with all the coaches coming up and some of our broadcasters as well. In the Summer's Insurance, Friday Night Lights Locker Room Show coming your way next. Now back to
Blake
the absolute
Bear,
broadcast
booth.
How about
you
got that? That was smart.
Blake Bear came in and broke
that. That should be a personal foul. Blake Bear came in and broke up the pass play to the end zone. And then
Tyler Baird had great coverage once again.
And the receiver grabbed Baird and threw him to the ground backwards and put him into the ground, and there comes the flag.
Yeah. Blake Bear, again, with the way the corners, no matter who's got who we have in, the way they play and pass protection, Blake Bear is able to roam and go get that. And so Beard had great coverage. It was going to be a tough play, and so Bear just goes up, knocks it down, realizing fourth down play, you don't need to pick it off with 37 seconds. The Blue Demons want to seal the game. Are we getting any root beer pitchers?
We're getting all kinds of drinks, beer pitchers, and I'm looking for the root beer pitcher from
the Eagles Club.
Yeah, Coke Garage. Is this frosty enough? Well, it's frosty, all right. Looks like something from the Rockies. There's a frosty. Well, there's a drink anyway. What happened? What happened, boys? T? Anyone? Bueller?
What?
What
was the question?
What was the call here?
The call is, that was fourth down.
Yeah. But, well, why is it half the distance back to the goal? Oh, because it's on the goal line?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Good call, Dan.
I don't know why it was going backwards. I thought we should advance but instead of going back towards the goal line.
37 seconds to go, Albia, with the football and a 42-8 lead. And I got the text coming in. I'm looking for the Frosty Mug root beer from the Eagles Club. Coming in. Here's a quick handoff running straight ahead.
Quarterback change, running back change. Kate Crawl now quarterback in the sophomore.
Good job, boys.
Who was on the carry there?
I got to see that. I want to.
34.
Is it? That's Taryn Padilla, the junior, 6 foot, 200 pound. So Taryn Padilla getting a chance to get some carries.
It's not a frosty mug, but is it close enough? No, it's close. Good job, Blue Demons, and great job, Uncle Jeff. Chelsea and Mark Bachman checking in. Don't text and drive. Good idea, Logan. Logan Cadell checking in. We want to see that frosty mug root beer from the Eagles Club. Here is the final play of the ball game. How about that, boys? What? Yeah. They're going to talk about impressive. Whoa! That was not Tim getting rid of a burrito either. That was the cannon and the locomotive going off in the Blue Demon victory. T, as you stand down there and you try to recap this night, I think it's going to take a long time and a lot of words because it was a lot of action.
A lot of action, a lot of different facets of the game, you know. I mean, offensively, defensively, special teams. I mean, we kind of did it all, but good overall, good night, you know. Good night against a good quality team.
Jimmy, well, buddy, good to be back on Ironman Field.
I love it, brother. I love it. There's nothing better than this. Friday night football, you know, especially at home, is awesome. But anywhere, I'll tell you what, this is love.
Here's one of the prettiest sounds you're going to hear anywhere. And 3D as Jimmy makes his way to the 40-yard line. Christian, how about all-out effort by this Blue Demon team?
Oh, great effort from the offensive line, backfield, to the quarterback, to just the defense in general. Defensive line, when you score on every aspect of the ball game, you know you had a great game tonight. They did a fabulous
job. Let's be serenaded by this Blue Demon, victorious Blue Demon football team.